And then where did you meet your husband?
Well, I actually met him, I met him in London. We'd gone to, to a dance with a friend, or concert with a friend. And then I met Dave in London. We met at this club in London and started going out. We were together for 7 years before we actually got married. And then we got married and had the wedding at the Marlborough Road Methodist Church. And then decided that I wanted to have my photographs taken at the nunnery. We knew it as a nunnery, but I don't think anyone did in those days that there was anything special about the nunnery. It was just wasteland. Yeah, and it was wasteland. You know, we kind of saw the ruins there, but you didn't associate it with Roman ruins or any kind of...
Not Roman ruins.
Well, any kind of Tudor. Ruins. Tudor. We didn't associate it with anything like that. It was just there. It was just wild. It was, you just, people went there to walk their dogs, or you just went there, sat down, had a picnic. But not many people used it in those days for anything like that. It wasn't as popular as it is now. But I just wanted to have, because there was trees, and it was just wild, and I just wanted my photographs there. And then we had the reception at the Marlborough Road
Club.
Yeah, Marlborough Club. It was big, the Marlborough Club, because it was more of a family thing, because they used to have lots of functions there where you can take your family, because the children could play outside and the grown-ups were sort of like sat inside, but it was like vast wasteland, or and the grass was always cut and kept nice, so it was, you know, there were always stuff going on there for people that lived in the area, so we just decided to...
Was it called the Marlborough Club then, or the Cottonmill Club?
It was called the Cottonmill Club, actually. Called the Cottonmill Club.
Yeah.
And I think it was run by people that lived in Cottonmill. And then they used to, I think they tried, I mean, because they used to have lots of different things there going on. And I think it was mostly the retired pensioners that went there for their, you know, drinks and things like that. But here was okay.
And when you got married, where did you live?
We bought a house in Cottonmill Lane, where I still am now. So we live there. We used to live there. We've always lived there, and that's where we still stayed.
Now, Adele, you were going to tell me about what it's like living in Cottonmill Lane.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was, well, it still is nice. But when we first moved in, we were the youngest family. Everyone else there was elderly. Well, maybe they weren't elderly, but they just looked elderly. I think they were like 50s, 60s. We had Vi live next door to us, and then Ethel, Jim, Mrs. Henshaw. There was, you kind of knew everyone by their first names or their, you know, names and stuff. And then we had Brian and his wife on the other side. Yeah, and the kids used to go out. Shelley used to shout over the fence, "Hi, Jim." And then Jim, because we didn't have high fences, it was just those privet hedges. And so you could see from one garden to the next. And then Jim used to call her over. She'd hop through the gap in the fence, go get her runner bee, the runner beans or whatever Jim had grown, and then he'd send them back over. And when we first moved in, all the gardens were just immaculate. But my garden, because there was an elderly chap there, and I think he died, and his relatives didn't really, they just sold the house, they didn't do anything to the garden. And there was these flowers, well, I thought they were flowers, but they were weeds. Well, I didn't know they were weeds, but they were like tall, green with pink flowers. And every day I'd gone out and I'd pulled up the flowers and kept the weeds, and I was out there watering my flowers, or so I thought. And then there was Jim, Ethel and Vi, they just watched me. And then one day Ethel said to me, "They're the best kept weeds I've ever seen." I felt so stupid because I didn't realise they were weeds, I thought they were flowers. And then after that, I was like, oh my God. So I had to pull them up and start again. But I pulled up all the gypsophila, all the other bits in between, thinking they were weeds. But they were flowers, and kept the weeds. It's just, yeah. Gosh.
So then you had to learn how to do the garden.
Yeah, I had to learn how to do the garden. And then she had a fuchsia. every year I'd see the future and it would flower, and every year I'd say, oh, can I have a cutting? And she'd say, yes, but you can't have it now. You have to wait until it finished flowering and then you can have a cutting. But because I didn't know, I only ever remembered when it was in flower. And then she died. And I thought, oh my God, I should go and get a cutting now before they sell the house and other people move in. So I actually went and I dug up the fuchsia. I took the whole lot actually and planted it in my garden. I've still got it now, and I've taken cuttings and given it to my brother and loads of friends, but I've still got that fuchsia. And it's a good job I did take the fuchsia, because the people that moved in, they just concreted the whole garden. So I felt mean when I took it, but then I thought perhaps it was a good job. And I've still got it now, so every time I go out, I know.
You remember?
I remember her. And I got a forsythia from Vi, because I think they felt sorry for me after my escapade in the garden, so they'd give me bits. And now I've got that forsythia actually now flowering. It's yellow, because she gave me a little cutting and I planted it. And
So that's how you remember your
neighbours. That's how I remember my neighbours, yeah. Vi with the forsythia and Ethel with the fuchsia. And Jim with the runner beans.
Oh, yes. That's good.
But it was different then. Different. Mm. Nice.